You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right. Morena e te whanau, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We're talking about a very good gig that's happening on Thursday night with Kelly, aka Proteins of Magic. Morena.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, starting to wake up a bit, but I'm good.
Yeah. I think we're all sort of just starting to settle into waking up this morning. It's so nice to have you in the studio. You're playing a gig on Thursday with Emmanuel and Krause and Witchy, which
yes.
is a very cool lineup.
Yeah.
But let's talk about your music a little bit, because okay. people might have seen you out and about, but you haven't really released anything yet. So what's the vibe of Proteins of Magic?
So I've been working on a record that's actually finished the last couple of years. And I've been trying to just get out and play live. Yeah. I recently got back from Nashville, Tennessee with my 6-year-old son. And just trying to get out and get my live thing together before release. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. How was your time in Nashville? Did you find it quite inspiring for music making, or was it just an interesting place to be?
It was an interesting place to be. I was there for 12 years. The record was initially inspired by the Orlando shooting in Florida.
Mm.
That was in 2016, and it just ignited something in me, and it was a switch that turned on, and from there on I just wrote and wrote, and we finished the record at the house. We have a studio there, and I really can't wait to release it.
Yeah, I've had a sneaky little listen to some of the tracks, and they're beautiful. They're very expansive.
Yes, cinematic. Yeah, they are. Yeah, I was keen for that approach. There are a couple more intimate songs on there, which I like as well.
Mm.
But yeah, just to try and get across the vibe of the tragedy that I was trying to portray.
Mm. And I think that's a really important thing that music and art does for us, is it helps us process, you know,
yes.
traumatic events, and also yeah. connect with other people who might also be feeling similarly quite, you know, dispossessed, or like a flame was lit inside them when something like that
yeah,
happens.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What were some of the, I guess, the ways in which you sat down to, I guess, work through that stuff when you were writing and making this music?
It's quite a visceral approach for me. I just sort of grab those feelings as they're coming, and it takes a lot of trust in myself, and very intuitive, and I play, and I'm just like, that's good, that is true to what I'm trying to say. Mm. And I go with it. Yeah. Just try and grab onto the cool lines as they come.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
yeah. So you use a lot of layering and quite like looping almost as well. How mm-hmm. do you, I guess, perform live, and how does yeah. that also translate onto the record as well? Because it's a really interesting process by the looks of things.
Yeah, the live performance.
Yeah, the live stuff.
Yeah, I'm sort of doing what I can to try and emulate what's on the record, because it is just me. I'm a one-woman show. And I do use a loop pedal a little bit. I have my flute, play keyboard, and I try and layer my vocals some as well. Try and create what we've done on the record, but it is so expansive that it can be difficult sometimes, but the intention is there.
Absolutely. And we were just talking off air as well about your visual art practice, which is pretty incredible. If people want to go and check it out, is your Instagram the best place to go as well?
Yeah, and on my Instagram there's a link to my website, and you
awesome.
Can see more art. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. And it's just Proteins of Magic on Instagram. But tell us a little bit about these sculptures that you make out of plasticine.
Yeah. So I was really drawn to claymation. And I was trying to figure out a way to combine my music with my art, and the claymation, and making these little characters which had this like inherent sadness to them, and it just seemed to connect really well to my music, and I thought, okay, this is it. And I just really love using this material. It's like, you know, just get your hands on it, and it's kind of cool in a sense that it's non-drying clay, so it's not going to last forever, and when I make the stop motion they all get destroyed, and it was just a I think it connected well. It was a great visual aspect to connect with my music.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if anybody's looking at the poster for the gig, that's one of your sculptures on
it
as well.
Yeah, yeah, a little animation I did. Yeah.
They're sort of, I think that's interesting what you say about them having a kind of inherent sadness to it, because that is actually so true. I hadn't necessarily clocked that when I was first looking at them,
right.
But that is what kind of links them all up. They've also got like a beautiful surrealism to them.
Right.
And yeah, kind of like this wonderful, like you're looking in a sort of otherworldly anatomical textbook or something.
Hey, oh, cool. Yeah, that's cool. And it's kind of like a 3D painting as
well.
Yeah,
totally.
So,
yeah,
it's nice to get it from all angles.
Does your son ever help you with the plasticine?
He does. He has. And he's come up with some really cool stuff.
Awesome.
And he gives me ideas. Yeah. So when I get stuck, I'm like, Marlo, what do you reckon about this? And he's got ideas.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to be lucky enough to play a sneaky little preview of a track that's not out yet. But have you got any dates or things that we can stick in our mental calendars for when stuff might be out in the world?
Yeah, like in the next couple of months, looking at the album release. Yeah,
okay, so
I can't wait. And yeah, the song you're going to play, Hopeful Symphony, is definitely one of my favourites.
Well, if you want to go and see it all performed live, then Thursday night is, is the time, and it is at Whammy Backroom, and there's some other fantastic bands playing as well, Emmanuel and Kraus being two that we play a lot of here at BFM, and also Witchy too, so some really cool music to go and get stuck into there. So we'll see you at Backroom on Thursday.
Yeah, sounds good.
Kelly, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I think we should listen to this beautiful track now. Just tell us a little bit about this song before we hit play on it.
Yeah, I think the overarching theme on this song is about, you know, from an elemental view, is just surrounding yourself with people that you love and who love you, and that's what will get you through. There's quite a few different facets to this song. It started with our neighbours in Nashville. We live in a wooded area. They're a few acres away. They don't live there anymore. I think there was running water at the house. But one night, Rogers, his name, elderly guy, really cool guy, but he was going down the hill. There was no moon that night, but he was going down the hill into the gully. And his friend was saying, "Get the money, Roger, get the money." And all he's got is a lighter to see.
Wow.
So I don't know how he's going to find the money in the woods at night. And it was kind of comedic at the time, but then I was just like, this is really sad, like the desperation in this, you know. And you'll see in the song, you know, that's kind of in there. But it just stuck in my mind, you know, get the money, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
let's have a listen. This is Hopeful Symphony by Proteins of Magic. Thank you so much, Kelly.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Built a house over the hill.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.